Hello, world. My name is Miguel Garcia, and the goal of my podcast is to share my business, marriage, parenting, and life experiences. And above all, I want to make sure I give you practical advice based on common sense and based on my life and business experiences, so you don't make the same mistakes I made and possibly change your life. I promise, no BS, just real practical advice that you can apply in your life right now. Please do me a favor, take the time to rate the podcast, and just as I'm giving you free information, promise me you will send this podcast link to family and friends. Please follow me on Instagram, Miguel Podcast, or shoot me an email at miguelgarciapodcast@gmail.com. All right, let's get on with it. In this episode, you'll get to know me. As they say, to know is to love. We'll get acquainted and hopefully we'll start building a relationship that will last for a very, very long time. Second of all, I will also share a few secrets on how to be happy and successful and what it took me to get to the point where I'm at. So, my friends, I recently achieved my American dream, and I want to take you down the road of my life, my business ventures, and my personal journey that got me to fulfill my American dream. As we go down this road, I will point out the mistakes and successes I made so you can benefit and become successful in life and in business. You know, people learn by personal experience or by watching someone else do it. Same thing with mistakes. We make them, or we watch people make them, and so that's how we learn. I'd rather you learn by watching than by doing. It hurts a lot less, trust me. So I will be honest and sharing all of my information, and hopefully it will help you have a better life than mine. I also want to show you how God plays an important part on the success and happiness. You know, there's a lot of people that are going to say that they can't be successful, or they're asked, why can't I be successful? There's also a lot of successful people that can't sustain success. So an example of that is the sad news that we had today. A very successful celebrity chef committed suicide. I mean, he had everything going for him. National syndicated TV show, you know, restaurants, wealth, and everything, so it seems, and he killed himself. So there's a missing link in so-called people's happiness. I want you to think about that. There's a missing link. How can somebody so successful kill himself? That's just crazy, right? Well, in my opinion, the missing link in life for many people is having a relationship with God. Yeah, I use the G word. I know some of you don't believe in God, but I'm a living proof that by having God in my life, He has helped me become a better man, better father, a better businessman. If you believe in God and you believe He's watching you and taking care of you, you can't be an unfaithful husband or a person cheating on business or cheating other people. So, you know, we need to look at it with fresh eyes and think about a relationship with God. You know, some people can't make sense of life and they feel that they have no one to go. No one to go to. They think that they need to resolve everything by themselves. No, my friends, going through life and knowing that God loves you and like a good father, He's watching over you and that He has your back helps us get through the tough times. We need to trust, and we need to trust God. Again, to know is to love. You can't talk about how people don't believe in God, because if you know him, it's the same as if I was talking about your friend that I don't know. And I said, I don't like him. I don't trust him. Well, if I don't know the dude or dudette, you know, what basis am I using to say that? It's just dumb. So, you know, we need to make sure that when we talk about God, we look at the relationship. If you don't know him, get to know him. And you will see that this is the best thing that could happen to you. You know, this is by no means a religion-pushing podcast. I bring it up because we have to acknowledge the fact that there is a superior being. People call it a force or universe or whatever. But it's a fact that we believe that there's something greater than us, right? And, you know, people call it the universe. What the fuck is the universe? I mean, is it the stars and the planets? Do they have power over us? I don't think so. I believe there's a supreme being, and he created everything. I'm really not sure about the Big Bang theory, because, you know, people say, well, there's a Big Bang and big explosion and everything came to be. Really? If that's the case, how come all the trees are not the same? How come all the fishes are not the same? How come there's a food chain? There's an order built in our world. So, I mean, you know, when you start taking a deeper dive on this, the only thing that makes sense is that there's a God. And there's an architect that planned everything. So I hope I don't turn you off by talking about God during our conversations, because that's been my glue. That's what's got me where I'm at. And if I'm going to be honest with you and I'm going to share my success stories or my life, then you have to take what I'm saying either with a grain of salt and ignore it, or believe that I'm coming from a different place where I'm being honest with you and I'm accepting that I needed help from God. I can't say that or lie and say that God didn't help me. That's foolish, in my opinion, in my life, in my experience. So I'm telling you what worked for me. You can take it or leave it. So this is, I like to call it gold mining. You know, you talk to people, every person is like a gold mine. And, you know, usually when they mine for gold, they don't take like humongous rocks of gold. And they're all little nuggets. They're golden nuggets. So for me, when I talk to people, and I try to learn something from them, I'm looking for those nuggets. I would ignore a lot of their personality or their bias or something, and I would just focus on, okay, you know, based on the conversation I had with that person, what did I learn? And whatever I learned that is going to help me, it's my golden nugget. I mined that golden nugget from that person. And that's just awesome. Okay, so think about life that way, and our conversation is the same way. Just, you know, get the little golden nuggets that you need from me, and the rest of the stuff you can ignore, I guess. It's your life, not mine. Anyway, let's think of a real world scenario. Let's just say that, you know, you talk about God, right? So let's just say that you knew somebody who's famous, powerful, super wealthy, smart. And you knew that if you got to know this person, or you got to befriend this person, he would help you. you know, he's a person of influence, and he could help you get ahead in life. He could help you become that successful person that you've always wanted to become, because this person is so powerful. Would you try to befriend this person? Of course you would. We all would, you know. Some of you out there would like to meet some famous artist or rapper or, you know, movie personality or whatever, because you think that if you get to meet him, that would help you. And same thing with God. If you believe that, if you meet a powerful person and they could help you, why wouldn't you believe that if you improve your relationship with God, that he would not help you? That he's the creator of everything. He's the source of everything. If you want to know somebody, get to know God. That's my opinion. That's my nugget for this one. So for me, you know, people talk about success and where they are with success. You know, people go, well, it's all about me. I am self-made. I am this. I am that. You know, they talk about stupid stuff like, who's self-made? What does that mean? Self-made. You know, you got breaks in life. There's people that are involved in your rise, quote-unquote, to success. And you need to understand that you can't do it on your own. It's impossible. It's impossible. Anyway, for me, you know, success, it's a four-legged stool. You know, it's God, family, country, and business. And I focus on those four things, and things go well for me. So anyway, I'm all about sharing my success secrets and helping you. I want you to reach your goals and live an awesome life. I'm hoping that you will at least get a couple of practical things out of every podcast, and you can implement it in your life and start making a positive impact in your life, within your family, with your business, and being around people, you know, the people that love you, the people that you care. I want you to be make a difference in an infectious impact where you radiate positiveness and good vibes, and people get infected and you turn their lives around. You know, going around upset, pissy, negative doesn't help anything. That robs people of energy. So I'm hoping that we're going to get to a great place by, you know, becoming positive if we're not, and changing your view and perspective about life and business and relationships. So I want to ask you to please, again, you know, take a good look at yourself. See where you are in your relationships, including God, with God, and start being more positive. Start being a good influence on people, and you'll see how that quickly changes your life. So, anyway, I'd like to tell you that I want to be able to have more conversations with you, and the only way possible for me is if you rate the podcast. And if you follow me on Instagram, Miguel Podcast, or if you want to have a one-on-one, you have a question or whatever, shoot me an email at miguelgarciapodcast@gmail.com. So anyway, moving on, you know, a lot of you might say, so what qualifies Miguel to talk to me? Why should I listen to him? Well, my friends, I have a lot of experience. I've been married for 34 years. My wife and I have had 15 children. Yeah, 15. We have 13 alive today. So that's why I can talk to you about life, parenting, marriage. I also had two of my children passed. one when my wife was pregnant, 8 months pregnant, and my son Rafael passed when he just turned 7 years old. He had a cancerous brain stem glioma tumor. It's a tumor that grows where the spinal cord ends and it connects to the brain. That's a impossible tumor to operate. So he passed. He was alive for a little over 6 years, and when he got diagnosed, he had 3 months to live. So I'll be sharing how we dealt with that and how he lived his last 3 months, and you know, the things that we did, and you know, again, how do we cope with the whole thing. And again, without God, we would have lost our minds, because it was pretty bad. So anyway, my wife had 11 C-sections. Yes, 11 C-sections. I know doctors nowadays, they say, well, you could have one or two and it's really bad or whatever. But no, we had 11 C-sections. And finally, you know, I've gone through almost every adversity you can think of. Again, you know, losing a couple children. I don't know what else compares to that. You know, a lot of accidents, a lot of setbacks in business, a lot of backstabbing. I got cheated by business partners and all sorts of things. So I could talk about a lot of things, and I could save you a lot of hardship. I'm also, if you didn't pick up on it, I'm an immigrant. I was born in Guadalajara in Mexico, and my parents brought me to this beautiful country back in 1977, against my will. Let that be clear. They basically lied to me and got me to fly back here, and when I got here, they took my visa papers or whatever I had back then and took it away and wouldn't let me go back. So I had to suck it up and enroll in high school when I knew very little English, and it was a pretty rough time for me. But as time went by, you know, I got to know some friends, and I am proud to be a U.S. citizen, and I am proud of this country. I am eternally grateful to this country, and because it's made it possible for me to achieve the elusive American dream. So I'm qualified to talk to you about business because I built several businesses. The last six businesses, three of them still active, and I sold a business that I owned for like 17 years. I sold it last year. So, you know, if any of you are in a stage where you are going to, you know, sell your business and you need some advice, I'm there for you. I could talk about what it took for us to get the business sold, and you know, whether you get an attorney or a mergers and acquisitions guy or whatever you need to do to, you know, have a successful transaction. So, you know, hit me up, shoot me an email, contact me on Instagram, and I'll be happy to answer your questions. You know, I've been working since I was a little kid. Always hustle. I remember selling oranges in the street of Guadalajara. You know, working in a molding factory. I also worked in a body shop, sanding and prepping cars for painting. Again, you know, my parents moved me to Chicago when I was about 15 years old. When I was 16 years old, I started working at a factory. I was working the third shift and attending high school in the morning. That was tough. But I needed to do that in order to help my parents get a house, because it was nine of us living in one bedroom apartment in Chicago. So the girls would sleep in the living room, my parents would sleep in the bedroom, and we would sleep in the laundry room. And it was a public area, but at 9 o'clock, nobody's doing laundry, so we would sleep on the floor in the laundry area. I had to get a job, and I helped my parents save enough money for a down payment. And we bought our first home. I think it was 1979. President Carter was still the president, so we bought it at a freaking high interest. I think it was 19%, something stupid. But anyway, we got our first home. I dropped out of high school. Yes, I did. And I was being harassed by a lot of gangbangers at school, and they want me to join their gangs and do all kinds of shit with them. And I just didn't have the stomach to do that. I personally felt like these gangbangers were a bunch of cowards, piling up on poor kids and beating them up and intimidating people. And to me, that wasn't cool. I mean, they had all the girls in the school and a lot of attention or whatever, but still, to me, it was wrong. And I just didn't want to be a part of those guys. And so, I got my butt kicked several times. I kicked some butt, and he just got too old for me. So I dropped out of high school. I got my GED, and I started working in another factory. And I got a break. The lady that was doing computer operations got pregnant, and she was going to go on maternity leave. So they posted the job, and I'm 18 years old, 17, 18 years old, and I apply for the job, and these people gave me a break. And from then on, they sent me to school for the next 15 years. So I started as a computer operator, and when I left, or when they laid me off, I was a programmer analyst. So that was a huge break for me. Anyway, so I got laid off in, I think it was 1994, and they gave me 1 year of severance pay. So I went back to school. I got my Novell Network Administration certificate. Then I moved to Kansas. I moved to Kansas because I couldn't stand the big city anymore. I was raising four children at the time, and I didn't want them to experience what I had experienced. So I moved. And I moved to the middle of nowhere. It's been my home for the last 23 years, and I wouldn't change it for a thing. I have 40 acres. I have a beautiful home. I could go out in my backyard, have a shooting range, have a little soccer field, have a little volleyball court, sand volleyball court, nice gazebo, and all sorts of things. And it's, for me, Kansas has been a beautiful place, very welcoming. People are really warm. They're very approachable. And this is where I finally flourished. Anyway, so those are my qualifications, I think that I could cover almost any topic you may have, any questions you may have, and you might throw at me. So lastly, I have an awesome relationship with God. I'm a proven example that when you have God in your life, anything is possible. So, I know some of you don't believe in God. I get it. Well, I don't get it. But I just can't deny his existence. I take time to think about life and things. We're all so connected, and there's a lot of noise, and we can't take the time to do something, to contemplate, to think in silence. If you don't believe in God, just look at your body, any part of your body. Look at the intricacies and complexity of each part. Let's take a look at your heart. What is the heart? It's basically a pump. right? So how does he work? Where does he get his power? Where's the battery? You know, how does the heart beat? You know, before each beat, your heart fills with blood. When the heart contracts, it squeezes circulating blood around your body through your arteries and veins. And blood delivers oxygen to all the body cells, keeping them healthy. This happens 24/7. The heart works 24 hours, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, and it works with no battery for decades. You know, people live to be 100 years old, and the heart still is going. I mean, come on, man. You know, you can't deny that. I mean, this is not part of the Big Bang, okay? I mean, you could look at your muscles, bones, tendons, eyes, ears, and look at each part individually and analyze it and see how it works. Do Google it. How does the ear work? How does the eyes work? And you're going to get blown away, man. You're going to get blown away. It's just like a car or a fine piece of machinery or a beautiful home or a high-rise building. That didn't happen by chance. Somebody designed that. Somebody designed that and somebody built it. So I'm a pretty logical person, and it makes sense to me that somebody built my body, somebody designed it, and somebody built it. How about this? We're all unique. There has never been a person, a you, in the past, or will never be in the future. This is you in the present. One of a kind. One of a kind. Out of billions and billions and billions of people that have lived, that are living, and that will live after you are gone. You are one of a kind. And it's mind-blowing, anyway. I think that it's time you start looking at your relationship with God. Really. I mean, think about it. Take some time and analyze it. If you're a smart person, I think, you'll come to the conclusion that he is real. Anyway, you know, I want you to think of me as a coach, you know, a mentor. It's someone you can ask a question, and you won't get judgment, okay? You're going to get an honest answer. But I want you to reach out, and I'm not your psychiatrist or anything like that, but if you have a question about something specifically, I could tell you how I did it if I went through that. I could tell you how I did it and what the outcome was and what would it do differently or whatever. So, you know, and I'll be sharing a lot of this stuff by through the podcast, talking about my life experience in the business, the family, marriage, man. Marriage is a big one. You know, nowadays, marriages don't last very long. I've been married for 34 years, actually 34 years next week. And it's taken a lot of work. It's a lot of work. It's a huge investment. Think about the word investment. You need to put an effort to make that right, you know, to make this work correctly. The same thing, the relationship with your children. If you don't put the effort, you're not going to get anything out of it. You know, it's like the computer. What you put in is what you get. You put garbage in, you get garbage out. So it's the same thing with relationships. You need to look at what you're doing in your relationships with your wife, with your children, with your spouse. You need to look at it and say, you know, how am I behaving? Am I hurting them? Am I abusing them? Am I taking them for granted? And start analyzing that. Once you start thinking about it, you're going to come to the conclusions yourself. So do that. It's important. I also, you know, again, in business or in life and whatever, I want to show you how you can be successful, man. And definitely, you know, the success is something you work for. It's not given to you. It's like respect and love. You have to earn those. So let's focus on the right things. Let's get started on this journey with me, and hopefully you learn something from me. There's nothing that fulfills my heart than knowing that I helped somebody. I had people to help me throughout my life, and I owe them at least to help other people. That's how you pass it on. You pass the good deeds on. So I got something, I'm give you something, and I hope you do the same thing. Cool. All right, so on the next podcast, I will share some pointers on how to start a new life. You know, you have to do a reset. In order to get whole, you have to reset your life. So we'll talk about how to do that, because it's, you know, people go, well, you just got to reset your life. They're like, no, but how do you do it? So we're going to have some practical points that will help you do that. Okay, so we'll talk about how to heal your wounds and be whole again by ditching all the baggage you've been carrying for so long. We'll talk about how to start a new life, and again, you have to get yourself right in order for you to start a new life. All right? So lots of love, lots of blessings, and talk to you next week. Please send this podcast to your family and friends, and don't forget to follow me on Instagram, Miguel Podcast, or shoot me an email at miguelgarciapodcast@gmail.com. Thank you very much for being a part of this, and take care. God bless.